The Wolf Wake Up Crew on 102.9 The Wolf.
Friday on The Wolf, 102.9 The Wolf. Country hits from then and now. More Lakes Jam tickets and camping passes coming up less than 30 minutes away right here with Greg, Mandy, and PT, your Wolf Wake Up Crew. Mandy, can you set this up? Because this is just the best.
You know, a lot of us women, we dream about our wedding day ever since we were a little girl, and we always envision like a flowing, beautiful white princess dress and walking down the aisle to our Prince Charming, and it's just a wonderful and beautiful day.
And this couple named Ariel and Jeremy, correct?
That's correct.
And they're in Florida.
They are.
It's a What the Florida story.
It is a What the Florida story. So instead of like your traditional wedding, they had, of course, the most redneck wedding you could imagine at the Redneck Mud Park.
Love it.
And they join us right now on the Wolf Wake Up Crew.
Hello.
Hi, is this Ariel?
This is she.
Hey, Ariel, it's Mandy, Greg, and PT from 102.9 The Wolf in Minneapolis. How are you this morning?
Amazing. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. First of all, congratulations on your recent nuptials.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And let me get this right. This was not a vow renewal, but this redneck wedding in the mud is your original wedding.
It was an original wedding.
And people are loving it. So we actually know how the story ends. You guys get married at a mud park, but we want to know, how did the fairy tale begin? How did you guys meet, and when did you know, Jeremy, that Ariel was the one?
We met through a mutual friend, and she was just so beautiful, I couldn't keep my eyes off of her.
How long have you guys been together?
2 years.
And Ariel, how did he pop the question?
Well, there was really kind of no question. We kind of discussed it, and we were just, all right, let's do this.
Now, how did you guys decide on the Redneck Mud Park for your wedding day?
We've been going out there for a long time. It's a lot of fun, and we figured we'd just go out there and redneck it up a little bit.
Do you guys have a truck? Do you go mudding yourself, or more four-wheeling like on an ATV?
Both. We got trucks and four-wheelers.
Now, is this something that the mud park regularly does, or did they make an exception for you guys because they know how much you love to go mudding there?
I've never seen anybody get married out there before. We were in contact with the management, and they helped us set everything up and get everything going.
Who performed the ceremony? Who was your officiant?
That's my cousin Aaron Biddle. He's a ordained Pastafarian minister.
Nice!
That's awesome.
Did you say a Pastafarian?
Yes.
As in the Pastafarians that wear the colanders on their heads, Pastafarians?
Yes, as in the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. Yes,
I
ma'am.
Love
nice.
It. Oh my God. Yes.
All right. Now, guys, you've got it. For people who have not seen the video on 1029thewolf.com or on our Facebook page, can you guys describe the day? Kind of take us through it a little bit. Paint the picture for everybody.
It was a four-day, a weekend event, so we kind of spent Thursday and Friday doing bachelorette party and getting tore up a little bit and having a good time, and then got up Saturday morning and started setting everything up to go.
Now, we need to come party with you guys.
Yeah.
Ariel, you wore a white bikini, did you not?
Yes, I did.
And how long was it before that got all completely filthy muddy?
Probably about 30 minutes.
The pictures, by the way, of her in the bikini and them in the mud, they're fantastic. But it's weird to me because, like, you managed to keep, like, the front part of the bikini pretty clean, and then your backside is all dirty.
That was from me laying her down in the mud and then laying on top.
It's a really
Wait,
cute picture.
After you say that, can you give me a yeehaw?
We don't yeehaw. What we do is we...
I was wondering what that was on your Facebook page. So we've become friends on Facebook, and I've been reading that you guys have actually been through an awful lot together, and you're still going through it. So I'm so happy to see that you guys got your happy ending. What has the response been on Facebook and from social media?
It's been positive and negative. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't understand the redneck lifestyle, so they're a little down on it. But we just laugh them off and just continue to have a good time.
Well, we love it. Before we let you guys go, Ariel and Jeremy, what's the one, I know there are a lot, but what is the one thing you love most about one another?
I love who he is personally. He is nobody else but beside himself. He's always him.
That's great.
What about you, Jeremy?
And I just love her heart and her kindness, her willing to want to give to everybody.
Aww.
That's awesome.
Well, you guys are making a lot of people up here in Minnesota jealous. Actually, the guys up here are turning to their wives and going, hey, look, you got your wedding day. I'm getting the vow renewal, and they want to do it at a mud park just like you guys.
Right. I would recommend it. It's a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
All right, kids. Well, happy nuptials. Bless you both. And thank you so much for being on 102.9 The Wolf with the Wolf Wake Up Crew this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, right, guys.
Let's get one of those whoopee things again from you guys. Love it.
Bye.
Bye.
Mandy, you try it.
Yee.
PT?
Yee.
You can actually see all the photos and the videos from their big day on our website. Also, because they've gotten such a huge response from the internet, they've started a GoFundMe account so they can start to raise some money for their honeymoon.
Now, all of a sudden, I hate them.
And they want to go jeeping in Colorado. But really, right. If you look at the pictures, you'll fall in love with them. I promise. 1029thewolf.com.
All right. Very cool. Coming up, we're going to go to West St. Paul. Only two people were working at Chipotle the other night.
That is not true. There were six, but the other people were doing when they were there.
We'll Facebook fight it out on a Friday next, right here with the Wolf Wake Up Crew. Stay there.
The Wolf Wake Up Crew on 102.9 The Wolf.